It's time again here on RNIB Connect Radio for our regular checkup with pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow. Hello, Elizabeth, how are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby. I hope you're well as well.
Not too bad, thank you. As more and more COVID restrictions are eased, have you noticed a difference so far?
I think you're referring mainly to England here, Toby. So certainly Glasgow, for example, is still in Tier 3. Now, that's much more restrictive, with hospitality venues closing from 8 o'clock and alcohol only allowed to be served outdoors. In England, indoor hospitality can reopen. Cinemas, museums, children's play areas, they can resume activity. It depends, I think, Toby, which part of the UK you're living in as to what's allowed in the easing of restrictions.
And have you noticed that people are still exercising social distancing?
Again, I think it depends where you are. The difficulty, I know, for visually impaired people has been highlighted in the press. And I know right at the beginning, there was a feature about Apple Watches buzzing if someone came too near. I don't know if anyone tried that. Now, what the authorities are now saying is that it's really up to each individual to make an informed personal decision on close contact. Hugging, say, a member of your family, I think, is quite different from hugging someone in a workplace. The best advice is still to meet outside. It's close contact for long periods of time inside where there's limited ventilation. And now that can allow the virus to spread. COVID secure rules are still remaining in place for shops and hospitality.
Elizabeth, do you know if people are still coming forward for their vaccinations? As I have seen quite a few posts from people on Facebook who are a little bit worried about whether they should have their jabs or not.
There was a worrying report about people missing vaccination appointments in Glasgow. But in other areas, people are coming forward to book appointments in order to increase numbers. But you're absolutely right, Toby. There is still a hesitancy with some people. And I think with younger people, perhaps it's just getting hold of them. Maybe we need to look at much more online information for them and making sure that they are contacted, perhaps through their phones or another way online, because that's possibly one of the reasons why the younger people are not coming forward at the moment as much.
And if people have had both their vaccination jabs, can they still spread the virus?
Yes, I think some people are not aware that even although they've been fully vaccinated, they can actually spread the virus. Of course, you do have to wait 3 weeks after your second vaccine to get the full effect for yourself. The good news is that the estimated reduction in symptomatic disease is about 60% and hospitalisations 80% when you've had one dose of either the Pfizer or AstraZeneca. And for those over 80, if you've had two doses of the Pfizer vaccine, then that reduces hospitalisation by 93%. Now, going back to your earlier question about social distancing, even if you've had the vaccines, then it is, in a sense, your choice. The good news is that you're far less likely to end up in hospital, and hopefully the transmission rates will go down markedly as more people get vaccinated.
Elizabeth, finally, what has life been like in the pharmacy world over the last few weeks or so?
I think things haven't changed very much, Toby. We're still wearing PPE, practicing social distancing, having lateral flow tests twice a week. People are now used to pharmacy drivers picking up prescriptions and patients coming into pharmacies instead of surgeries. Maybe we're doing slightly less deliveries, but still a substantial part of our work. Many patients are using Pharmacy First to ask for advice. Now, that's meant that we're much, much busier. As an independent prescriber, you know, myself, I picked up a patient with a shingles rash and I was able to prescribe the treatment right away. And this meant, hopefully, she will have less of the nerve pain that can accompany shingles. I think as more and more pharmacists qualify as independent prescribers, that'll mean GPs will have much more time to focus on complex patients. But right now, we're pretty busy.
Well, I hope things start to ease soon with everything that's happening. I hope that happens soon. But it's always some very useful information and advice. Elizabeth, if people would like to get in contact and maybe ask for some advice, where can they go to find you?
All the W's, newlifepharmacy.co.uk.
Well, thank you, Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Toby.